A lawyer for the man dragged off that United flight on Sunday said today that he will probably file a lawsuit and that Dr. David Dow, originally from Vietnam, will require reconstructive surgery. At a news conference today in Chicago, the lawyer, Thomas Demetrio, was asked about Dow's mental state when he was dragged off the plane.
I asked him that question. Here's what he told me. He said that he left Vietnam in 1975. When Saigon fell. And he was on a boat. And he said he was terrified. He said that being dragged down the aisle was more horrifying and harrowing than what he experienced in leaving Vietnam. That was his response to me.
United says it will no longer use police to remove passengers from overbooked planes, and we will continue to follow this story. Well, the crisis over drinking water in Flint, Michigan, prompted other cities to test their water supplies. And in Pittsburgh, officials discovered that the water is failing EPA standards for lead. Many observers are pointing the finger at a change to a cheaper, less effective chemical to keep lead out of water. Reed Frazier from Here and Now contributor The Allegheny Front reports.
Deep inside the Pittsburgh water treatment plant, Gina Cyprich shows off more than a dozen plywood structures lined up in a row, with tanks and pipes fastened to them. Water runs through the pipes.
The metallic color one is the lead pipe. It looks gray. And then the copper pipe is obviously copper color.
Cyprich is acting chief of water quality for the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority, PWSA. The agency provides drinking water to 300,000 people, and it's failing federal lead tests. We're looking at an experiment to see which chemicals could make sure Pittsburgh eventually meets those standards.
So would you drink this water in here?
This maybe not. No, I don't know about the after coming out of the lead.
Pittsburgh's treated water comes out of the plant basically lead-free, but it flows through the city's decades-old water system. About a quarter of service lines running into houses and some pipes inside those homes are made of lead.
These are harvested lead pipes from the ground. These are folks' service lines that have been removed. They're just all piled up right here.
Cyprich points to a pile of lead pipes still caked with red clay and bent like garden hoses. Their ability to bend was one of the benefits of lead pipes. Inside one of those pipes is a thin white coating.
Okay. You can see the coating that we're trying to optimize in our system.
Water utilities add special chemicals called anti-corrosives to encourage the buildup of this coating inside pipes. The coating prevents the lead in the pipes from leaching into water. For decades, PWSA used soda ash to do this. But in 2012, the authority entered into a contract with a private management company named Veolia. In 2014, while under Veolia management, PWSA switched its corrosion prevention chemicals from soda ash to caustic soda because their soda ash equipment was dated and because caustic soda was cheaper. Leonard Kassin is an engineer at the University of Pittsburgh. He says caustic soda is approved for corrosion control, but isn't as good as soda ash at keeping lead out of water.
It was never envisioned as a long-term solution. A day or two a week, that's one thing. Not a long-term solution because it would remove that coating that had been built up since the 90s.
Under the terms of Veolia's contract, the company took home half of any cost savings it realized while managing the authority. Kassin thinks this drive to save money, the main reason for Flint, Michigan's water crisis, is what caused Pittsburgh's water to fail, too.
So they made that choice, and that choice is what led to or resulted in the lead issues that Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority is dealing with now.
Veolia did not agree to an interview, but in an email said it was not responsible for the switch to caustic soda. The company says it would never prioritize cost savings over public health, and that the decision ultimately rested with the PWSA Board of Directors and the City of Pittsburgh.
I'd say that's a matter that's presently in dispute as part of our litigation.
Kevin Acklin is Mayor Bill Peduto's chief of staff. The city fired Veolia in 2015 and is now suing the company. The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection has also gotten involved. The agency only learned of the switch to caustic soda when PWSA announced it was switching back to soda ash in 2016, in the wake of the lead crisis in Flint. Ronald Schwartz is in DEP's Pittsburgh office.
There was an announcement that they were switching back to soda ash. So naturally, we asked the question, you're switching back to soda ash, you should have always been on soda ash. So that is what ultimately led to our notice of violation for changing treatment chemicals without a permit.
The citation meant PWSA had to test for lead. 17 out of 100 homes exceeded the federal limit. PWSA must now inventory its lead service lines and begin to replace them. The official estimate to replace all of Pittsburgh's lead pipes comes in at around $400 million. The city is thinking of hiring another company to come up with a plan for how to pay for all those new pipes. For Here and Now, I'm Reed Frazier.